Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The number of coronavirus cases continues to grow across the country, a total of 13.3 million, according to Johns Hopkins University. Healthcare professionals are concerned that Thanksgiving weekend was a super spreader event for virus infections. Texas is one of those states. From Houston Public Media, Sarah Willa Ernst reports.
Prior to the Thanksgiving holiday, public officials across the state asked Texans to cancel gatherings or limit them to only members living in the same household. El Paso and San Antonio even issued partial curfews for the holiday weekend. Dr. Joseph Varon, chief of staff at United Memorial Medical Center in Houston, told ABC News that he's worried about the coming weeks.
I am concerned about the next 6 weeks because of what I have seen the last few days, because I have seen people gathering for Thanksgiving in large groups, because I have seen people going out shopping.
Over 13% of hospital patients across the state are sick with COVID-19. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Willa Ernst in Houston.
President-elect Joe Biden will name Neera Tanden to head the Office of Management and Budget. She's the president and CEO of the Center for American Progress, a think tank. President Trump says he's ashamed he supported Georgia's Republican governor, Brian Kemp, because he says the governor has not done anything to question the state's results. Trump lost Georgia to President-elect Joe Biden. From member station WABE, Alex Helmick reports.
Biden's win in Georgia was the first for a Democrat in nearly 30 years. There is an official recount going on now. That's after a hand count audit of nearly 5 million votes. After the audit, Kemp, a staunch Republican, certified the election, as did the Republican Secretary of State. On Fox News on Sunday, Trump, again without evidence, claimed there was voter fraud in the state.
And the governor's done nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. I'm ashamed that I endorsed him.
Meantime, Trump is set to come to Georgia on Saturday to stump for Republican Senate candidates for the January 5th runoff. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick in Atlanta.
The Trump administration is going before the Supreme Court Monday to defend President Trump's directive to alter the census numbers that determine the next Electoral College map. The Constitution and federal law requires those numbers to include every person living in the U.S., regardless of immigration status. NPR's Hansi Luong has more.
Even if the Supreme Court were to rule that President Trump can legally exclude unauthorized immigrants from those numbers, Trump may not be able to practically do that. That's because the Census Bureau recently found processing anomalies that need more quality checks, and is now planning to release the first set of census numbers after the end of Trump's term.
NPR's Hansi Luong. You're listening to NPR News. New York City will reopen its schools to in-person learning for some students starting December 7th. This will apply to elementary students and those with disabilities whose parents consent to weekly testing for the coronavirus. The schools were closed 2 weeks ago when COVID-19 cases exceeded a 3% benchmark. New York City has the largest school district in the country with 1.1 million students. The state of Colorado has entered into a formal agreement with four Latin American consulates in an effort to keep children safe. From member station KUNC, Carly Huckles reports.
The Colorado Department of Human Services has partnered with the Consulate of El Salvador and Aurora, the Consulate General of Honduras and Dallas, and the Consulate General of Guatemala and the Consulate General of Mexico, who are both in Denver, in order to share information and collaborate when a child from their respective country is involved in a child welfare case in Colorado. This agreement formalizes that the consulates will be notified in a timely manner and that each agency will work together to keep children and youth safe and with family. For NPR News, I'm Carly Huckles in Loveland, Colorado.
A volcano erupted in eastern Indonesia Sunday, forcing thousands of people from their homes. At least 28 villages were evacuated. There have been no reports of deaths or injuries. The eruption sent a column of ash more than 13,000 feet into the air, prompting a local airport to close. The volcano has been erupting off and on for the past 3 years. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.